Moncrief on News Talk.
Many of the words we use in English have their origin in other languages, and that includes the Irish language, and some of those you might be surprised by. Colin Murphy is co-author with Donal Day of Who Gives a Fuckle? 100 Words and Phrases Ireland Gave the English Language. Colin, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean.
How do you go about tracing the words? Do you start with the Irish and or start with the English and go back to the Irish kind of thing?
Good question. I can't actually remember. I think it just started off as I was aware of a few of them and I just started digging into it and just started uncovering more and more. And it's not just words that derive from the Irish language. It's the book includes lots of words that were, coined by Irish people. But they're not necessarily, you know, they might be from originally from the Greek language, but they're actually coined by Irish people.
Right. OK. What's an example of that?
An example of that is seismology and epicenter, which I have to confess myself, I had never heard of this man. It's a man called Robert Mallet, a scientist in the 19th century, a Dubliner. And he's regarded internationally as the father of seismology for the work he did, which included setting off explosions on Killiney Beach and Dalkey Island to measure the effect a kilometre away of those things.
But he coined those phrases first. Oh, crikey, yeah. And I notice as well you have the word dig in there as well. Now, as you admit in the book, it's open to a bit of, it's a bit contentious. But we used to have a chap on the show, Terry Dolan.
I remember.
And he had that theory that's where the phrase, do you dig it, comes from, it comes from undigging to.
Yeah. It's hotly debated among etymologists who get very flustered about these things.
Yeah.
But it's nice to know. Nice to think that there are lots that are absolutely undisputed.
His theory was that it was possibly from, it was pre-famine Irish people who travelled to the States and were working with slaves. And because Irish was their first language, they were trying to communicate things to the slaves and saying undigging to, meaning, do you understand me? And then the slaves kind of took that to mean, you know, do you understand it?
Well, that's what happened with a lot of Irish words. Like they were taken to Britain or to America and they were still being used. People were still speaking Irish to among each other. And then it was just picked up by the natives and they started to anglicise the words. Mm. A good example is galore. We're all familiar with the word galore and we're probably all familiar also with the Irish phrase cairt galore, which means right enough. Mm. So Irish people took that to England essentially and the enough galore bit eventually sort of evolved into in abundance. So
right. And again, another scientific term, again, quark. It's one of those, it's not an Irish word, strictly speaking, but it is quark from Muster Mark. It's from Joyce.
Three quarks from Muster Mark. There was the physicist who discovered the quark. He was looking for a word to describe it and he was, you know, dipping into Finnegan's Wake for a bit of light reading. And he came across this word and he thought, that describes it perfectly. And it's funny, like, I should assume you're aware what quarks are that would make up protons and neutrons. We also coined the word electron, which was coined by an Irish physicist called George J. Stoney, who was from Offaly. Which means that we've essentially coined the name of everything in the universe.
Okay. So most of the atom, we've kind of cornered that market in describing bits of it. Yahoo, which now a lot of people listening might think you mean the old search engine.
the name of, you know, it's the name of the search engine, but it's also a term for like a yobbo.
Yeah,
you know, he's a right yahoo.
Yeah,
That was from Swift. Swift actually gave us a lot of words and phrases. To get back to Yahoo, Gulliver visits a land where there are these very coarse human-like people who were called Yahoos.
Yes,
The Hoonanims.
Yeah.
And that's where people speculate that he was having a go at mankind's behaviour. So,
yeah.
But he also gave us phrases like turn a deaf ear, cry over spilt milk, the word modernism, loads of, you'd be surprised how much Swift has contributed to the language.
Okay, and the word kibosh, putting the kibosh on something, I suppose that's very...
That one's a bit disputed, but it's the main theory is that it came from the Gaelic terms C-A-I-P-B-H-A-I-S, which was a death cap. And it was what the judge put on, if he was sentencing you to the gallows, the judge put on a black cap called the kibosh. And that's where we got it. So you're certainly putting the kibosh on something.
So, yes, if you put the... now, people that know about, probably a lot of people listening know about boycott and Captain Boycott and where that phrase comes from. I didn't realise Tory, the word Tory had an Irish root.
Back in the 16th and 17th century, when Irish people were displaced from the land, a lot of them, not a lot of them, some of them became like bandits and ruffians and this sort of thing. And they were, you know, they would conduct raid on English people's properties and that. And they were became known as Tory, T-O-R-A-I-D-H-E. And then when new parties formed in Britain in the 17th century, they were regarded as like outlaws from the mainstream parties. And so they were given this insulting nickname after the Irish outlaws, and they called them Tories. And it was, again, was anglicised into T-O-R-Y.
Now, a lot of people would think that the Irish invented begrudgery, and possibly we did, but also the name. Also the term, begrudgery.
Oh, begrudgery.
Yeah.
Well, begrudge is actually an English word, but we added the EY because of such begrudges, we added the E-R-Y, and we're unique. And the word begrudgery is not used outside Ireland.
Is it not?
No, it's not. Well, it hadn't been used. It's creeping into it now, you know, but it hadn't been used until we coined the phrase.
We specialise in it, really. Colin, thanks a million for coming to talk to us today. The name of that book is Who Gives a Fuckle? 100 Words and Phrases Ireland Gave the English Language.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.